Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at bassmaster.com/radio, or go to bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. The bass fishing world lost a true legend hours after this week's show was produced, as Aaron Martins passed away at the age of 49 following a nearly 2-year battle with brain cancer. Martins was a 3-time angler of the year, a 20-time qualifier for the biggest event in the sport, the Bassmaster Classic, and he finished in the top 10 9 times. He finished second a record 4 times, but never took the big trophy. He was a 3-time winner of the U.S. Open out west and a 9-time champion on the Bassmaster Tour. But for all of that, he was a better man. Quirky, sure, but he looked at the world just a little differently, and we loved him for it. He was the guy that put Enigma Fishing on the map and was one of the first Phoenix Boat Pros, two companies that I have been blessed to work with. There's so much to be said about him. It can't be said in these few moments. So next week, we will celebrate the life and times of the great Aaron Martins fully, including looking back at some of the great times that we had with him here on the show. In the meantime, preparations are underway for the 2022 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook at Lake Hartwell, March 4th through the 6th. And Neil Paul from visitanderson.com will stop by to talk about the process. And speaking of Hartwell, we'd like to welcome our newest affiliates, 105.5 The Roar in Clemson and 97.5 FM in Spartanburg, South Carolina, covering much of the upstate area. Hank Weldon is the new tournament director for the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series. Hank has been running the college and high school circuits up until now, and he will join us to talk about that as well. And in the leadoff role, North Alabama mortgage pro Trey Swindle, yes, the nephew of Gerald, is in to give us some tips on our fall transition fishing now that we are past Halloween. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
5 fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a 2-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop. That's Bassmaster.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a young man that has title sponsorship set up for this season. He'll be fishing all nine of the Opens in the 2022 season. And he is the nephew of Gerald Swindle. He is Trey Swindle, and he is sponsored by North Alabama Mortgage, who is also a sponsor of us and does a tremendous job as well. Trey, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about this cold snap that has come through the south and how it can activate the fish for fall fishing. But before we get there, just a word about North Alabama Mortgage. We share a sponsor there with Brian Hammaker and his team. And, you know, Brian, he's one of us. You know, he's a fisherman. That's what's really, really cool. He understands, the language and what we're talking about. He's a pretty good little fisherman himself. And it's really neat to be able to deal with somebody that's like that, that's local, you know, for all your mortgage needs. They do a tremendous job.
They really do. Like that's, like I said, that's the first thing that stood out to me when I met Brian and a couple of the guys over there. They're just all super nice. And I mean, you can sit down to them and talk like we are right now. And like you said, Brian, the fisherman, he loves the outdoors. And I mean, you can connect with him just like you can us. It's a pretty cool deal how nice and how good they treat everybody.
And he's good-natured in a way that I can kind of bust on him a little bit. We both fish opens as co-anglers, and he finished two spots behind me at Smith Lake. And look, Smith Lake was a grind. I think I was 71 and he was 73 or 74, something like that. But I won't let him forget it. You know what I mean? I won't let him forget the fact that my little dink spot was 2 ounces heavier than his. That's just the way it's going to go.
I'm glad you told me that, because now I won't let him forget it either. Now I got something on him.
Yeah, you can say, you mean radio guy beat you? Are you kidding me? Radio guy beat you? That was a grind, though. I mean, you fished that lake and have fished it in the past, and we all knew that at this time of year it would be a grind. It might be really good now, you know what I mean, a few weeks later and a little bit more cold weather. But that was a kind of a tough go, and folks had to make the decision whether or not they were going for largemouth or, you know, whether or not they were going to stay after the spots.
Yes, sir. It was. I mean, you kind of had to make your decision whether you wanted to go out in 70 feet and catch them like, you know, Porosnik did, or if you want to go up shallow and beat the bank. You could kind of do any of it. But I think the shallow bite was – I thought the shallow bite was going to win that tournament, but it just turned out, you know, with the rain, you know, most – I don't know if everybody knew or paid attention to it, but the water come up, you know, 3 or 4 feet, you know, 2 days before the tournament. So
right.
It was – three feet down, and then it shot up 3 or 4 feet, and then it just kind of messed it up. I had some shallow brush piles found and stuff, and those shallow fish just kind of, when it rises that quick overnight, you know, it just messes them up, and that's what got them. That's why the spots won that one, I feel like.
Trey Swindle with us here, and you know, we haven't had a ton of rain in the Mid-South region, but we have had a cold snap that has come through. Water temperatures start plummeting down into the 60s and the lower 60s. What is the way that you attack it, and what are you looking at now, and what kind of an impact do these cold nights? Everybody says cold front, you know, kills the fishing, but once things stabilize, what do you think happens?
Yeah, it really turns on once it stabilizes. I mean, it is true that, you know, the day after a cold front, it, you know, ain't too good, or maybe even the second day. But once things kind of settle down and you give them 2 or 3 days, they really start biting. It turns them on.
Topwater bite. You know, a lot of people like to throw a buzz bait. We know your Uncle Gerald, he loves to throw that buzz bait no matter where. I think he builds them himself. I think those are secret buzz baits that he uses. But the topwater bite is so good. When do you feel like that's still active at this time of year, and when does it go away as far as you're concerned?
I do. I mean, I've been known to throw topwater for too long. You know, I mean, if you see bait on the top and you see fish rolling, I mean, they'll hit top water. That's my theory. But, I mean, it tends to stop when it gets the water temps getting, you know, low to mid-50s. For me, I've caught them when it's, you know, high 50s, pretty decent on a buzz bait and stuff. But right now is actually probably prime time for, you know, a walking bait like a spook. Maybe not a buzz bait as much as a, you know, a frog or a spook, something a little bit slower.
And what about the plopper style baits, you know, the whopper plopper style bait? Do you view that as pretty much a buzz bait, or is there, I mean, you can stop it, which is kind of neat. Just talk about that a little bit and your setup for it.
I mean, I love a plopper. Like you said, that's my main thing about it. It's almost like a buzz bait. I'm, you know, the nephew of Gerald, so I like a squeaking buzz bait. So it doesn't squeak, but it makes that plopping noise, so it's still kind of moving fast. But what I like about it is a buzz bait, you can't just stop it. You know, you got to keep reeling it. And a plopper, like you said, you can reel it, and if one blows up on it, you can stop it, and you can even work it like a prop bait and make them come back and get it. So I mean, I love a plopper for that, and I think, you know, certain times of the year, they bite it better than anything else.
Now, Uncle G has been known to tune those things up pretty good, regular buzzbaits. Does he share any of those with you? He may be the best buzzbait tuner, you know, on the tour right now, but does he hook you up a little bit, or do you have to fight him for one or what?
I mean, I have to fight him for I have to pay attention. He won't just tell me, but if I'm in the boat with him, he'll do it, but he just wants me to watch him. So I've been watching over the past couple of years. I still ain't got it down tuned yet. I had to get him to come over to the campground where I was staying at Smith and get him to tune my buzz baits for me, because I just can't. I mean, he can make them sing the ABCs. He can make it do anything.
Yeah, no, that's true. And you want them running straight, right? You want that frog to be kind of hanging straight back behind it. It seems like they always want to wobble one way or the other and kind of flop on the side. I don't know how much effect that has on the fish.
It does. I mean, it does a lot. And also, he can tune it to where it runs one way or the other. So if he's fishing docks and he's going down one way, he can make it run towards the docks or up under the docks. Or it's pretty crazy how much time he spent with a buzz bait in his hand.
Now, how do you prefer to fish it in terms of your line setup? Just talk about it for the buzz bait, for the plopper style bait, and then even to a frog. I mean, everybody throws a frog pretty much on braid, but there is a lot of different ideas and thoughts as to whether or not you want to use braid, mono, you know, fluoro on a buzz bait. What's your preference?
Preferably on a buzz bait. I mean, I throw like a 7.3. I used to throw it on a big stiff rod with braid, and I mean, that's just how I did it, and that was before I knew any better. And I just come to find out, I just kept missing them and missing them and missing them. And after being in the boat with G, I noticed that even me and him both, he was bad about it before, throwing on too stiff of a rod, because on a buzz bait, you know, you got to give them enough tip of the rod to get it down. So For me and for G, I kind of learned it from him, but I throw it on like 18-pound sunline, 18-pound fluorocarbon on a buzz bait. And, you know, a frog, of course, I throw 50-pound braid. A lot of people throw 65. I just like 50 because you can throw it a little bit farther. If one blows up in a mat, you know, way back there, you can throw it farther. But I do, I actually throw mono on like a whopper plopper just because it, you know, it floats and you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to hold your line high, so it kind of messes it up if you throw it on fluoro.
And it gives it a little bit of a shock absorber, you know, if you will, I would think. Now, would you do the same thing on like a pop-R type bait or any kind of a popping bait? Do you like throwing that on mono?
I do. I usually throw a popper on about 14-pound mono just because usually I throw the little quarter-ounce popper, so it's really, really light. So if you go to throw an 18-pound mono, it just doesn't throw great. So I like the little bitty popper with about 14-pound mono.
All right, that's a good tip right there, because a lot of people, you know, they've gone away from mono for everything, but the dirty little secret is I know a lot of guys that are fishing spinnerbaits on mono still because they want that little bit of a shock absorber as well, and one of them is Rick Klun, you know, the legend, and he'll always throw a spinnerbait on mono.
And my theory is I'm a swindle. I like to set the hook. I like to slack line a little bit too much, and I like to set the hook too hard. And I know a lot of people have that problem, but if you use mono, if you replace fluoro with mono on stuff you like to set the hook too hard on, like a top water, it kind of gives you some forgiveness. So if you set the hook a little bit too soon, that mono has just enough stretch in it to where they can actually still get it down.
All right. Excellent stuff with Trey Swindle. Trey, I appreciate you so much. I will see you in Florida, man. I can't wait to get down there for that first open down there at Kissimmee, and we'll see you down there, and have a great short off season.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you. That's Trey Swindle. That kid, that's a guy right there that's got high potential. He really does, and you couldn't have anybody better to help you with the business and help you with the fishing than Gerald Swindle. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And now, a chance to talk to a guy. Look, I've been following this guy's career for a while. He has done a tremendous job with the youth, the high school, the college series as a tournament director. And, you know, last week you talked to Chris Bowes, and he has moved up to vice president of tournaments, and he'll have all the tournament directors now working with him together in lockstep. But that leaves that opening at the opens level, the BassPro.com Open Series, which is so critical and has been so good the last several years. Somebody has stepped into that role as tournament director, and who better than Hank Weldon? And he joins us now. Hank, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, and thanks for the intro. Yeah, it's exciting times. Bittersweet, but yeah. Exciting times too.
You know, it's weird. It just occurred to me. We just had Trey Swindle on, who is, of course, the nephew of Gerald Swindle. And people are saying, Hank Weldon, I wonder if he's in a relationship to Trip Weldon. Yes, this is Trip Weldon's son. Trip, of course, so many years the tournament director at Bass. So this it kind of goes to show the family aspect of Bass, of the industry itself, and of Bass in particular, that you know, it's like generation after generation here.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'd certainly would always strive to be what Dad was like. I don't know if I'll ever get to that level, but I sure will try. But yeah, I mean, it's like if there's anything you can do, follow in their footsteps and try to emulate what they do in their life. So I guess you can say I'm doing that too.
How often, I mean, do you lean on him for advice, or does he not offer advice unless you ask him? Or is he one that's like, call you on Monday after a big tournament, college event, and say, hey, Hank, you might have wanted to do this or that?
Yeah, you know, it's golly, I feel like I don't want to say I have all the answers, but I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, you know that's what he was going to say when you ask the question. Yeah, I know. I probably should have made the call that way. You know, there's certainly things that happen like that. But, yeah, you know, if I ask him for advice, he gives it to me. But, you know, watching him since I was – him running tournaments since 1990, I was six.
Right.
At that point, you kind of – I feel like you kind of, you know, have an example your whole life, and you kind of learn the ropes a little bit along the way. And, you start adding up all those years, they kind of help me in making decisions and situations and stuff. And I feel like I have a good grasp, but that's certainly not without his touch and views on things. So yeah, it's definitely revealed in a lot of decisions that I make.
You couldn't have a better mentor, that's for sure. Now Bass just announced the college and the high school and the junior schedules for 2022. It was just a month or so ago that the open schedules came out, and there's a lot of moving parts in that. Is this obviously you were very involved in coming up with this schedule. Were you involved at all in the open side, or did Chris handle all that himself, or were you kind of working on two rails, kind of knowing that this was coming?
What you said, I was strictly on the youth schedules, and Bose was, knocking out the open schedule, and we really didn't know at that point who was going to be doing what. So we were just still kind of, getting everything settled and good to go. And I'm glad we finally got out all those schedules. It's going to be a good schedule this year for all our youth platforms. I think they'll showcase some good stuff. Should be some exciting races, and looking forward to the opens. Three different divisions, and
yeah,
a serious angler of the year up for grabs, elite series burst. So a lot at stake for the opens this year.
There's no doubt it's been that way for the last few years, and the Open's getting a lot of love, live coverage on the championship Saturdays of the final events of all three divisions this past year. That was very, very well received on FS1, and so we hope that continues. I've been fishing Opens now for 4 years as a co-angler, and just amazed at the professionalism, not only the relationships with the pros, with the boaters that are in the deal, but also with the way the whole organization puts on these events. So it's all a first-class deal, and let's face it, I mean, there's so much on the line. These guys have a shot to win nearly $50,000, the pros, in these deals, and it's been unique the last few years because you've got the guys that are trying to get into the Elite Series for the first time, but let's be honest, you also have a bunch of guys trying to get back into the Elite Series. We've seen at each of the last two or three years, and guys that have great resumes. And it's really kind of fascinating watching guys like Jacob Poroznik this year, compete against 200 guys per event. And that's a guy that had fished 5 or 6 years on the elites already, and he'll be back in this year. So I think that's all part of the intrigue of the Opens.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we've got college kids coming in, and like you said, veteran anglers who are there. And so that's going to be the unique thing for me, is because I'm used to running tournaments where you're maxed out at like the age 22, right. So it's we're gonna have all kind of, and that's gonna be cool. The guys I've watched growing up now, and I want to point out, I have some major shoes to fill. Bose, like you said, did a fantastic job at the Opens, and I just hope I can live up to what he has done for the Opens, and then take it to another level if there's another level to get to. But excited, and yeah, just that different range of anglers, veterans to rookies to just across the board. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it.
Hank Weldon with us, the new director of the Open Series. All right, so how many years were you tournament director for high school and college?
Well, that's a little choppy there, Tom. I mean,
how many years were you involved in high school?
Yeah.
Let's put it that
with
way.
Bass. Yeah, exactly. Back in the mid-2000s, 05, 06, running Bass Track. And then I ran the Under Armour College Bass for a sports marketing firm in 07, 08, and 09. Stepped out of the industry for a couple of years, and then I've been running College Bassmaster when Bassmaster started their college series since 2011. And we rolled the high school in 14, and the juniors in 15, and we've really just been building off of those ever since. So under the Bassmaster umbrella since 2011.
So there's obviously going to be a number of guys that you're weighing in that you had experience with as college anglers, but there are going to be guys that you weighed in as high school anglers, maybe even a junior at some particular point in time, where you're now going to be dealing with them on the professional level. That's going to be really cool. It's going to make you feel old, but it's also going to be really cool when you're weighing in a guy at the Opens level that is a guy that you have had experience with in the last 7 or 8 or 9 years coming up through the ranks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think of people like John Garrett. You know, he was around, yeah. You know, college. And we always have those. Those are always bittersweet days at the college national championship because you have those seniors who are saying, fare thee well, and you know, and you wonder, hey, I'm not that you're never going to see the kid again, but, right. You know, you wish him well and good luck. But it is going to be cool to kind of jump up there with them. They've been there for a little bit, but I'm going to be happy to like you said, be directing them again. And then like you said with the juniors, I mean, really, that's the ultimate Bass way, right? We want to give them platforms really that they can fish throughout their whole life, and why not start it at 7 years old and they can just fish something under the Bass umbrella for their whole life, you know, years, as many years as they want to.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hank Weldon with us here. And, you know, these guys, as we say, there's so many now on the Elite Series that came out of college fishing. The day is going to come where almost everybody who is an elite is a guy that has some kind of college fishing background as well. I mean, it's just getting younger and younger, the elite field, and it's getting more and more guys that have had college experience. So it'll be like college football or any other college sport that goes on to the pros where these guys all had that background. But you were also the architect of something that happened just last month that was really, really cool. The first high school combine, which was absolutely incredible. Just talk about that and what the plans are for that going forward. That was, to me, I think everybody thought that was viewed as a definite success.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, we had a huge committee, internal committee, that was in charge of that. And golly, what a job they did. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit. You ever envision the day that we would have coaches assessing high school athlete skills, but there was no fishing involved? They were just doing the casting and the knot tying and everything, and they're interviewing them to determine if they want to bring them, offer them scholarships to attend their university to join their team. So it's just really cool when you really think about that we have gotten to a level where we can do an event like that in the realm of bass fishing. But yeah, I mean, so, you know, we're going to take a step back, review it, what worked well, what didn't work well, what we need to tweak a little bit. And I'll still be involved with that committee moving into next year. It's just, you know, that one's near and dear to me. But yeah, I mean, you know, we'll stay with one event next year and probably the year after. We are locked in for a 3-year deal. So we'll keep it around for at least another 2 years. But then do we go regional? Do we have a Northeast combine, a Central combine? You know, I don't know. Maybe that would be cool if we could. It would be a lot of work. But if the demand is there, why not do it?
And the guy that was the overall points winner coming out of that was Levi Thibodeau. From Thibodeau High School in Thibodeau, Louisiana. I mean, I remember calling you after that or texting you and saying, what? What's up with this? So that was kind of an interesting deal.
And he signed with LSU Shreveport while we were there, so he's keeping it in Louisiana. But, yeah. I mean, it's cool stuff. Yeah.
No, it was a really, really good stuff. A lot of work obviously goes into scheduling these BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens, the travel that is involved, and having a team in place and everything else. And I know that you are the right guy for it. It's going to be really cool. And I know for me personally, it's going to be neat to walk across that stage at Kissimmee, weigh my fish in, and have hand them to Hank Weldon. That's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we've been around. You've come to several high school college events, and now I actually get you as a contender, so that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I get to interview you, so
we'll
flip the roles a little bit there.
Yes, you can. Bo's always asked me a couple of questions and who's on the show and all that stuff. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, that's for sure. Well, congratulations on it. I know you're going to do great, and I look forward to seeing you out there on the road.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll see you down in Kissimmee. Nice, warm Florida.
Yeah.
It's cold already here in Louisiana, and I'm ready for warm weather already again. So, it'll be nice.
Yeah, I may need to go there for 3 weeks before and 3 weeks after the tournament. Just in case. All right, thanks, Hank. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Neil Paul joins us from Visit Anderson, and we'll talk about what it's like at his end preparing for the 2022 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here for my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage. Mortgage.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And of course, as you know by now, the 2022 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook will be back at Hartwell. And they do such a tremendous job there. And it kind of pulls together two communities because Green Pond Landing, which is one of the great, great sites for takeoff and just even if you're just going fishing to Hartwell, it's just really, really a cool setup there. That is in Anderson County, and in Greenville is about 30 miles or so up the road. So these guys work very close together to pull this all together. The expo will be at the Greenville Convention Center, and then right in downtown Greenville, the weigh-ins will be at the Bon Secours, I think I'm saying that right, arena as well, which is a perfect size arena for the weigh-ins. So joining us now, a guy who is intimately involved in all of these negotiations and preparations and so on, he is our good friend Neil Paul from visitanderson.com. Neil, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Tom, I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am looking forward to at least two trips next year over to Hartwell, one for the Classic, and which I'll be reporting on and broadcasting from, and then the other to fish in the open later on in the year, and who knows what else you guys are going to have. It's going to be a big year for Lake Hartwell and Green Pond Landing and Visit Anderson and, of course, Greenville as well with the Classic. So it's really going to be a big year, I think, for Lake Hartwell.
It is, and it's extremely exciting, too. We've, you know, the county, Anderson County deserves all the credit in the world, the continuation of development at Green Pond. We just finished, completed the amphitheater project, which is a 1,300-seat outdoor amphitheater on site there at Green Pond with a with drive-through weigh-in lanes, mm-hmm. and then the addition of a 240-foot additional dock space that goes out from the amphitheater into the lake. So it makes a great venue for weigh-ins. Obviously, it doesn't apply as far as the Classic's concerned, but it'll be a great vantage point to watch takeoffs. It'll be a great dock space to tie up the anglers and have them ready to launch in the Super Bowl of bass fishing.
Now, is this dock over by the boat ramp, or is this dock over more towards where the amphitheater is?
It's right around the corner by the amphitheater. So it'll really take the area that we've used in the past with the courtesy docks. It'll be a great way for anglers to launch their boats and maybe tie up in the morning when they get their breakfast, or maybe some interviews, or maybe spend some time with the last few minutes with the family, and then they'll bring them around and tie them up at the new dock. The dock's big enough, and we've got enough cleats that we should be able to nose in all 54 competitors down both sides of the dock and then get everybody ready for a big takeoff.
Well, and then when the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open comes there, I mean, everything can be done right over there at the new dock, bringing in the fish and so on. And for other tournaments as well, you guys have high school tournaments there. You've had the team championship there in the past. There's a good chance we'll see those things happening again here in the very near future. So for every other type of tournament, these big events, it'll be a perfect setup there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the great thing about the facility is obviously you've got tremendous amounts of parking. We've got paved parking spaces for 200 trucks and trailers. It's an ADA compliant facility, so it meets that need as well. We've got the spectator parking. We've got additional grass spaces. We've got the three launch lanes, which will eventually be six, but we've got the deepest launch lanes on Lake Hartwell, the most dock space of any facility on Lake Hartwell. So it really is a premium facility, not just across the lake, but across the country.
And the other thing about Green Pond, at the launch itself, it's kind of a natural amphitheater. I remember the amazing crowds that were there at 6 o'clock in the morning for takeoffs, and I was doing interviews and doing some TV stuff out on the dock and so on. And it's just the way it sets up down there. You have that sloping bank, to the left if you're facing the lake, of the docks, and on the right side as well. And it just kind of sets up where you can have more than 1,000 people in that area and being able to take in all of the activities of the takeoff.
No question. And it's a unique venue when you look at other venues where the Classic has launched. We're going to the plan is to try and really take advantage of those opportunities with this Classic coming up, not just the amphitheater and the natural sight lines, but the vast amount of space that we have, even to enhance Bass's activation through the Classic sponsors, the Go Outside campaign that they're working on. So we've got a lot of things that we're really trying to push. We really want to make this Classic the best ever.
And it's a quick and easy trip up to the expo for those that are going, that come out to the launch and so on, and then want to go back to the expo in the weigh-in. If I'm remembering it correctly, to get to Greenville, I mean, it's all highway and it's like 25 miles, maybe something like that. I mean, it's or 30 miles, 25 minutes, something like that.
It's interstate, and you can leave Green Pond and you can be at the arena or the convention center where the expo is going to take place within 40 to 45 minutes. And it's really unique for us because Bass enjoys coming to this part of South Carolina because, quite frankly, there aren't many places they go where the two communities responsible hosting the largest bass tournament in the world are neighbor counties. And so Anderson County, Greenville County are neighbor counties, tremendous working relationships, tremendous facilities. And I think it's been a big part of the success of the Classics and other bass-related events that we've had. Plus, to add this, we're in the heart of the bass membership. I think when you look at the top 10 states in terms of membership, bass membership, five of the top 10 states touch the Carolinas. So we're right in the heart of the Bass membership. The Bass fans always come out. And again, with the working relationships we have here locally with the Bass fans, too, we're looking at making this a great Classic.
Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson in Anderson, South Carolina, Lake Hartwell, talking about the upcoming Bassmaster Classic. The other thing that you're very near there is to one of our new great affiliates, 105.5 The Roar out of Clemson, 97.5 out of Spartansburg, also 1560 AM. I know this is a station that you listen to and rip the knob off because you're a big Clemson Tiger fan. Not going the way you wanted it to go this year, I'm sure, but still a big Clemson fan there. And this is the Clemson station, but it's also the new home for Bassmaster Radio in the region. And we're really excited about that because, like you said, these folks in this area are just bass fishing crazy.
Absolutely they are, and it's, yeah, I haven't ripped off the knob this year because I got to be able to turn the channel when the drives bogged down on offense, but in the past, yeah, we'd rip the knob off in a heartbeat, but this, the folks over at 105.5 The Roar, they do a great job. They've got the sister station in Spartanburg, and it really, what they've been able to do is really canvas really the upstate with a 24-hour sports station, and having Bassmaster Radio as a part of that is only going to enhance what they do because there's so many avid outdoorsmen and anglers across the upstate of South Carolina that this is a perfect match.
For the tournament itself, too, the other aspect of this is history is on the line with the Carolina boy. I mean, Hank Cherry, friend of the show, great, great guy. But he's trying to do something that no one has ever done. Not Rick Klun, not KVD, not anybody. And that's win three straight Bassmaster Classics. And he's going to get a shot to do it at a body of water that he's pretty familiar with. And, man, are there going to be a lot of Hank Cherry fans making the trip over to Greenville and to, and down to Lake Hartwell for this one.
Oh, no question. And you think about this. How about this story? Hank Cherry's typically known as a guy that really is a master with the jerkbait in his hand. And an early March tournament, this could be a really good jerkbait bite. And he has, designed that new Berkeley Stunna jerkbait with the folks from Pure Fishing, which is headquartered in South Carolina. So you've got just a variety of stories there that you could pick up and run with. You've got other guys that have had success here in the past. I think about a guy like, Brandon Cobb. I mean, this is his home lake. He's going to get to sleep in his own bed and fish the classic. A guy like Matt Airy, another guy that's had success in the past on this lake, and others. John Cox, who squeaked in by the skin of his teeth, has won a professional level tournament in the month of March here before. And it's I can say this because I don't have a dog in the fight in terms of the no information rules, but this spotted bass will play in this deal. If when you go back and look, we hosted the Bassmaster College Series here the same weekend of the Classic earlier in March of 21, and Tucker Smith, the phenom from Auburn, caught a 5-13 spot out of the lake on the same weekend, and we thought it may be a lake record, and in the process of trying to help him get that checked out. A buddy of mine, his grandson, caught a 6-7 the next week. And so, in the past, you could come here and fill your limit with spots and go look for a big largemouth bite. But I do really believe that this classic could be won with the spotted bass.
And then another guy who will be a fan favorite for sure, Gerald Swindle, who finished 19th in the AOI standings this year. He returns to a place where he was extremely competitive in 2018 and where he gave us one of the all-time great speeches on the stage there at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And I know a lot of folks will be pulling for Gerald Swindle. How about if he gets his first major win on the Elite Series, not in an elite event, but in a classic? That would be really something.
I had dinner with him recently, and he actually told me that if he comes to Hartwell and wins the classic in March, he's going to do burnouts in the arena with his Tundra. And I'm actually pulling for him because I want to see that happen. I really want to see the Tundra with the boat behind it, the Phoenix, doing burnouts in the arena in Greenville.
Yeah. No, that would be good. And his nephew Trey Swindle was on today's show earlier, and I'm sure he would be a big fan of seeing Uncle G laying down some burnouts as well. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see how all of that happens. All right, finally, in our last couple of minutes, just talk about the preparations. I mean, you do the deal. Does Bass take everything over, or are you guys still really involved in everything, making sure, you know, for the arena and the and for the expo and all of those things? There's a lot of work that you guys do, or is it you do the deal and turn the whole show over to Bass?
No, it's very much a partnership. In fact, we've already started. We're like 2 or 3 months into biweekly conference calls with the team at Bass, the Greenville team, and the Anderson team going through the process. Hmm. Bass sort of has a way that they want this. They want this show to work. So we all get our marching orders, but it's very much a team. We all bring ideas and different ideas to the table, and some of them we can work with, and some of them we can't. But no, it's very much a team environment with Bass, the folks in Greenville, and here the folks in Anderson, and it's something that we all work on together. And I think that's the beauty of the event. Mm-hmm. Because it takes a lot of hands to make this event as successful as it is, and then also. When you're involved in something, you have more ownership in it. And yeah. So that ownership, you get a lot of passion, you get a lot of enthusiasm, and it just, you know, I look forward to this, obviously, because it's such a tremendous event for us, but the opportunity to work and be a part of such a tremendous team is something special as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. And of course, now Visit Anderson has been a sponsor of Bassmaster Radio for a number of years, and you see why, because Lake Hartwell is such a big part of what goes on at Bass, and it is really, really cool. Neil, I appreciate you as always. We will chat again, and I look forward to coming over as well, maybe 2 or 3 times this upcoming season.
And you don't have to wait for an invitation. You just hook up to Phoenix and head this way.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I know where to find you. We'll jump right into that PHS and let's go. Neil Paul has been our guest. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
5 fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Dovetail Games has rolled out Bassmaster 2022, the official video game of Bassmaster. Now you can experience the thrill of big bass fishing in Bassmaster Fishing 2022. Available on pretty much all gaming platforms, the standard edition of the game not only features a full in-depth career mode, but also large cross-play multiplayer modes like Bassmaster Royale, 8 official real-world venues such as Lake Ray Roberts and the St. John's River, and exclusive bass content, along with 10 Elite Series pro anglers, including Scott Martin and 2-time Bassmaster Classic champion Hank Cherry, and many more. And if you jump into the digital deluxe edition of Bassmaster Fishing 2022, you get access to a boatload of extra content. Deluxe edition players will get unique deluxe cosmetics, special rods, lures, and reels, exclusive in-game clothing items, and their own set of mastery challenges so players can truly be masters of the water. Go to BassmasterTheGame.com to get your copy today. Now is also the time to go to Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes and enter to win the Bassmaster Fall Gear Giveaway, a $10,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. You can sign up daily for the Fall Gear Giveaway through November 15th. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, like 40% off select gear on the site right now. Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out ProFishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week, but now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear there. That's profishing.shop. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Bow's Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.